Hey guys, welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour. Today we are going to talk about exercise. Now wait, if you hate exercise, just give us like 10 minutes. I promise we can persuade you, if not motivate you to try something new and just step outside your comfort zone. If you already freaking love fitness, then maybe you're just gonna get excited by listening to this and maybe you'll just find another motivation that you hadn't heard before. Let's get started.
Welcome to Fit Friends Happy Hour with your hosts, Katie Hake and Lauren Wrighton.
Lauren, our favorite topic.
We say this with a lot of topics, but this topic specifically, we love.
I mean, whatever, it's our podcast, so we talk about what we love.
Yeah.
Let's just start, did you work out today?
I did.
What'd you do?
Today was an unusual day. I am interviewing for a new group fitness job, so I'm trying out a bunch of their classes to see if it's going to be a good fit, and this is embarrassing, but I was late, and I hate being late. Unlike my co-host, I...
Ooh, not me. What? I'm never late.
I am late half the time, but I hate being late. It's just not a good situation. Like, I just need to accept that I'm going to be late half the time. Or not. But anyway, I ran into a ton of traffic, and well, I could tell you a ton of excuses, but I was 10 minutes late to this group fitness class I was supposed to go to. And I look and they have a ton of equipment out, and I was just gonna be a huge disruption if I walked in. So it's a huge gym, it's January, everyone under the sun is there. So I did jump on an arc trainer, cardio machine, and I just busted out some cardio. It was just so unlike me. I'm all about the weights.
So basic.
I know, right?
I'll be honest. I love a good arc trainer sesh once in a while. You know, just slow resistance up with my Beats.
What was your workout today?
I was supposed to wake up and do weights because people listening probably think I'm crazy. But for those of you that are fitness instructors, you understand that teaching is not your workout, nor should it be your workout. You're there to inspire and motivate and do correct form for your participants. I digress. So I didn't wake up and do weights. So I counted my workout today. I taught a Country Heat Live class. I subbed at a little fitness studio. And then right after that, I did a preview of Core to Force, which is like this brand new MMA style, badass kickboxing, makes you feel like a rock star workout. So two very different workouts, but pretty much cardio based. And then we threw in a little bit of strength training after Core to Force. So it was fun. I'm sweaty. Anytime I get to work out with other people, it's a good day.
I totally agree with that. So today we are talking to both the fitness lovers and the fitness haters. And by the end of this episode, hopefully everybody will be a little bit more in love with fitness as we share the reasons that we are.
The number one reason that I freaking love fitness is how it makes me feel. I could be having the worst day of my life, but if I exercise, I feel like a better person. I always joke and say I'm much more tolerable after a workout. That's why I typically like to go in the morning, because I have a stressful job. And so when I go in the morning, it really just sets my mood. I am like, it's going to be a good day. I feel great. And when you're in a bad mood and you're stressed out and you're angry, if you start your workout like that, typically by the end, you don't even remember why you were mad. You're over it.
Yeah. My sister-in-law, she's a runner. And whenever we go to our in-laws, we both always work out in the morning or in the afternoon, whenever it happens. But we both always work out because we talk about how we just need it mentally. Like like you said, we're more tolerable. We're more tolerable of other people. You're just in such a better mood. And when you don't get to work out, especially when you're in, you know, you're not doing your own thing, the workout is even more needed because you want to be go with the flow. You want to be ready to just do whatever the whole group decides to do. And whenever I get my stress reliever via exercise, I'm just way more down.
Especially when I travel, I'm the same way. 20 minutes, non-negotiable, has to happen for me.
So true. One of the reasons that I freaking love exercise is that it helps you handle life. And what I mean by that is when you work hard in the gym, it helps you push yourself outside of the gym. You're working that muscle in quotes, of trying hard and putting it all out on the line. And once you do that in the gym, you're then just more conditioned to do that in other parts of your life so that you can give other parts of your life everything you've got.
That's something I love, love, love about personal training is when I get a client who is, they just don't think that they can lift certain weights, or they have this doubt in their brain that they can do things. And it's so cool watching that transformation when they first come to me and I make them do things that are really uncomfortable, or I push them beyond their comfort zone and in the gym. And then they come back to me, you know, a couple weeks or months later and tell me about these awesome things that they do outside the gym and how they act in social situations. And I mean, I don't want to say it's all me, but it's directly correlated to the effort and the work they put in the gym. It translates to their everyday life for sure. All right. You all know a little JT, Justin Timberlake. I'm bringing sexy back. What's he say?
Something like that.
Anyways, it does. That is what fitness does. It makes you feel good about yourself. You know, we all have those days. We're human. We look in the mirror and, you know, maybe you don't like what you see, but that's the great thing. You have the opportunity every day to change that, you know, change what you don't like about your body, what you don't like about your environment, your life, and building muscle and doing these exercises, whatever it may be. It really and truly increases your confidence. And I hope if you're not quite there yet on your fitness journey, trust that it will come. Trust and believe that you will start to change your mindset and see your body in a different light and really start to feel more confident in the skin that you're in, regardless of what that looks like on the outside.
Yeah, and when I think of the word sexy, I don't think of what other people think. I think sexy is something that you feel about your own self. It's just something that exercise gives you that you can't really get, you can't get from anywhere else. And you have to get it for yourself. Someone really can't give you that.
Go into any weight room or a group fitness class and take a minute and just look around at all the people. Everyone is checking themselves out. So if that's something that you're not confident about and you're still working on that confidence of being in the gym or being in a class setting, I always tell my classes this. I'm like, everyone is checking out themselves, so don't even worry about what other people think. But it's true. You know, I always think when I do dance, like you do like sexy Zumba or something, you just feel, you feel good. You're feeling yourself, and that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, definitely. My next tip is very unscientific in some ways and scientific in other ways. Exercising makes you healthy in every freaking way. And we could list all of the physical things that exercise does for your body so that your body runs smoother, but I'm just gonna bypass all of that and say that exercise just makes everything easier. Just exercise and just, you can forget about everything else. The reason that this really hits home for me is a couple years ago, I was diagnosed with PCOS and I was worried about my insulin levels. I was just doing a lot of research and I found out that exercise helps maintain even insulin levels. And I just realized, oh my gosh, like exercise is just, it's everything. That's why I say we could go on and on about all of the great things that exercise does for your body to make you more healthy, but nobody's got time for that. So just trust me in the fact that as you age, as things pop up in your health, exercise is only gonna make life easier and life more smooth.
I always laugh when people ask if I'm working really hard in the gym or something. They'll say, well, you know, what are you training for? Like, are you competing? And I'm like, I'm training for life. You know, I gotta lift my suitcase up. I gotta make one trip for all these groceries. I'm training for life, people.
Yeah, amen.
My next tip is the social aspect that comes with exercise. So for me, you know, my love for group fitness really began in high school. I think it flourished in college. That's where I met a lot of my best friends in the group fitness setting. It's definitely a great way to socialize and keep friends and stay active after college. Fit friends are a different kind of friend. And if you are listening to this podcast, maybe you get it. If you don't quite what that means yet, you'll know once you find friends that are active and they support you being a happier, healthier you. So instead of going out for drinks or going out to eat, you know, it's something that you can do with friends and go on the cardio machine and talk and catch up with a friend, or even just doing a class together. Maybe you're not talking the whole time, but it's that aspect of just being together and bonding.
Yeah, exercise is just a really easy thing to bond over. If you've been bit with the exercise bug yet, you totally get it. And this isn't to say that your friends or family that don't work out, that there's some sort of divide.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
It's just, it's a very strong thing to have in common with someone. And so when you make friends through fitness, you just have a strong connection because of that.
I always joke about moving to a new city. People are like, oh, but you don't want to move somewhere you don't know anyone. And I'm like, no problem. I'll just join a gym. I'll meet all my friends there. Just because you know that those people that you see at the gym early morning, those are going to be people who are successful. They're motivated. They are people you want to be around.
That's so true. I read once, there's a place in New York. It's a halfway house for addicts. And this specific house, it uses running, specifically running half marathons and full marathons, as a way of treatment for these addicts. And it's because after they've given up the drug, they just, nothing compares to the drug. What these researchers have found that have then founded this house is that running in the runner's high and that dopamine release and the endorphins and all of that mimics the drug, but this is a healthy addiction. So they're using running to replace and then keep these addicts on a healthier path.
Side note, exercise addiction is such a real thing. I look back and I think I totally was addicted to exercise in high school. For those of you who are like, what the heck? What is that? You know, how can it be bad? But it's when you get to a point where you're, this is a whole nother topic, but you get to a point where you're choosing exercise over social settings. Like you're compromising or you're being sneaky about things so you can get your exercise in, which is, that's unhealthy. That's to a point where it's unhealthy. I always joke and say, if I don't get to work out, I feel like I'm being punished, but not to the extreme where it's going to hinder my day-to-day life and really negatively impact my day.
I think that's a great point because I don't want to use that word addiction lightly. So thank you for making that point. There is such thing as exercise addiction that you want to keep a lookout for. And definitely if you feel sneaky about different things that you're doing, you might want to reach out to a professional. But we're talking more about that endorphin high that you get from exercise.
Just everything in moderation, right?
Yes, everything in moderation.
My last tip is for athletes or former athletes. Now, I'm not an athlete, but I like to win. I'm a little competitive. So exercise is an awesome thing for those who still want that competition, who want to work towards a goal and achieve it. So doing something like CrossFit, where you're constantly setting goals to set new PRs, new personal records. There's so many different types of workouts there that can turn into a competition. And that's what I personally am motivated by, is by fitness goals and from that aspect. So like training for a race is really motivational to me, or hitting a new deadlift or squat weight is the fact of, okay, this is hard to reach. I reached it. Awesome. Onward and upward.
Yeah. It's tangible proof that you're getting better, and it's something to set your sights on. I think the obvious example here are half marathons and full marathons, but there's also those obstacle races like Spartan races. If you are a former football player or you're just really competitive, then look for an exercise that's going to bring that out in you if that's something that you enjoy. There are those new cycle studios where you can see how, you know, fast and how hard you're working compared to other people. Personally, that sounds like terrible to me. Like, I don't care to know how I compare to other people because I'm not competitive. But there's other people that love that, that pushes them.
I went to a class like that once, but I was late. So I lost. But.
Full circle right here. Katie was late.
New Year's resolution. I will be 2 minutes early to everything for January. One step at a time. Last thing, I just freaking love that with exercise, there's something for everyone. And if you're still searching for that workout that's for you, just keep trying. If you haven't found it yet, I promise it's out there.
Yeah, it is definitely out there. There is an exercise for everyone. And if there's not, you should start an exercise.
Totally. Invent it. Make it safe, but make it fun.
If Pilates and boxing exists, then the exercise that you're thinking about in your head right now, it totally can exist too.
I can't even get started. We need to have another podcast about all the different types of workouts we want to try or the crazy things we've heard of.
So true.
I hope we motivated you or inspired you. Maybe you don't quite love exercise yet, but hopefully after listening to this podcast, you like it a little more than you did before. As always, we'd love to hear what you guys think. You can add us on Instagram, FitFriendsHappyHour, or email us, FitFriendsHappyHour@gmail.com. and let us know why you love exercise. We'd love to hear what you think. Subscribe, share it with a friend. Subscribe and share it with a friend, because we are trying to reach more people like you, like us. We want to find people who need more positive, happy, healthy, influential people in their life, just like you. That's it for this episode. We'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Fit Friends Happy Hour. If you like today's episode, please share it with a friend or write us a review on iTunes. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at Fit Friends Happy Hour. See you next week.